Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with news on the transfer front. As City are now closing in on a deal to complete the signing of River Plate striker Julian Alvarez. It's likely that City are set to pay out in the region of 14 to 18 million for Alvarez, who's likely to join in the next 24 to 48 hours officially. City have been in advanced talks with the Argentinian club and the player in question, and there's not thought to be any late problems with the negotiations, and City are expected to wrap up the deal in the coming days. Alvarez will add to boss Pep Guardiola's attacking options in the second half of the season. Meanwhile, Kevin De Bruyne has said that City will not be complacent in the title race, and anything can happen, despite the fact that City are clear at the top. City 9 points ahead of Liverpool as things stand, but the Reds do have a game in hand, which would take it to 6 points. And then, of course, the two teams still have to meet at the Etihad later in the season, so that could change things once again. De Bruyne says that City are well aware just how teams can fight back in the title race, because Guardiola's team trailed Liverpool by 7 points at the halfway stage of the 2018-19 campaign, but came back to win it. And then they were also 8 points adrift after 12 games last season, but also went on to lift the trophy. De Bruyne said, "We know it's not over. We have done it in the past, being behind that many points and turning it around. It can go quickly, but hopefully it doesn't for us. You just try to go game by game, and you know in this period that it is tough. Sometimes you need to grind things out in this period. It's not letting up the good moment. Sometimes when you win a lot of games, it's the moment you slow it down a bit. But we are trying to keep that level and the intensity up as much as we can," he said. Finally, just some news on the transfer front. Reports say that City are still interested in Leicester midfielder Yuri Tielemans, although a deal for him will not go through in January. Tielemans is currently at Leicester and they want to keep him. But City and Liverpool apparently are very much interested in him and will look to pursue him in the summer. That's according to a report from Tielemans' native Belgium. That's all for now. We'll have more later.